those on successive weekends, those three races. He's been chaired by the White House to speak on obesity. He's been chaired by the White House to help develop a plan to overcome childhood obesity. He's been featured on Dr. Oz. He's written over, I think, 200 publications, 10 books. When we talk about being an expert in the industry, this gentleman is it. He also worked with the U.S. ski and snowboard team. We have that in common. It's really cool. He was their head nutritionist? Absolutely. He was their head nutritionist. He worked with the Utah Jazz. His accolades are phenomenal. He has a beautiful wife, Julie, who I know is in the audience here somewhere. He has two kids. I've gotten a chance to meet him, to get to know him and his family. It is my distinct honor, and you guys give him a huge Colorado welcome to one of the most amazing guys I've ever met, Dr. Sean Talbot.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks, you guys. Thank you. Uh-oh. Can you hear me now? Is that all right? Okay, I've got this weird thing on my ear, so hopefully it's going to stay in there. Is that too loud? That sounds too loud. They'll figure it out back there. This is a fantastic turnout. Thanks so much for being here. Yeah, it's good to be back in Denver. Tonight I'm going to talk to you guys. I'm going to get right into this if I can.
Go for it. You get over here.
Yeah. I hope this clicker works. There we go. Awesome. What I'm going to talk to you guys tonight about is, obviously I'll talk about LifeVantage products, but I want to talk to you in sort of bigger terms about not just the products, but how they work and how they control stress in our bodies and stress in our lives in some pretty important ways. When we talk about the products, sometimes we talk about oxidative stress, but I want to talk to you guys about something even bigger than that, which is just cellular stress or stress in general. Anytime we have any kind of stress in our bodies, that gets translated right down to the individual cellular level. And we can measure that kind of stuff. We can measure that cellular stress in your blood and in your spit and in your urine. And we do this kind of stuff. It's very glamorous work, to tell you the truth. I actually had my son out recently. We're the Jersey Front sponsor for the Major League Soccer team in Salt Lake City, Real Salt Lake. And I go out there with the players, and they're obviously taking all of our products, and we take samples from them from time to time, you know. So I go out and I take spit samples and blood samples and things like that. And I said to my son, who's 13 and is a massive soccer fan, I said, "Hey, I'm going out to see the guys. Do you want to come help me? You can be my research assistant." He was like, "Yeah, that'd be great." So he brings his jersey. They all signed it. They kind of talked to him about what position he plays in soccer, and he just loved it. And I go, "Wasn't that cool? We did a research study." And he goes, "Dad, not so great collecting spit samples all day." You know, I'm like, okay. Kind of brought me down to earth a little bit. But you know, when those players are under stress, they're under some of the same kinds of stress that we all are, right? They have the stress of their exercise, they have the stress of their training regimens, they have the stress of the travel and competition, but they have this kind of stress too, the same kind of stress that we're all under every single day. The stress of your work or your relationships or the air we breathe or the water we drink or, you know, things that sometimes you wouldn't think that these things are even stressors, but the sleep that we don't get, you know, a lack of sleep is a stress on the body. The fact that we eat too many of certain kinds of foods, you know, the fast foods and things like that, and not enough of the other kinds of foods, brightly colored fruits and vegetables, that is a stress on the body. So how many people in here, just by a show of hands, would say you get less than 8.5 hours of sleep on a regular basis? There's about 80% of the hands just went up in the room. That's great. I'm right there with you. I should have raised my hand. How many people in here, again by a show of hands, get less than 10 servings of brightly colored fruits and vegetables every day, right? And there now 100% of the hands go up. Excellent. Including mine. Those two things right there are probably the biggest lifestyle stressors, you know, our poor diets and our lack of sleep. That changes our body physiologically and biochemically and damages our cells in some very particular ways that I'm going to talk about in a little bit. But what do you guys think is the number one stress? It's not dietary, it's not emotional, it's not sleep, it's not the air we breathe. Money. What do you think is the number one stress that we're under?
Money.
Money, yeah, exactly. Financial stress is the biggest biggest stress. And the reason for that isn't because it's you know, it's a 10 out of 10, but it's always there, right? It's not life-threatening necessarily. It's not like an earthquake or something like that, or a hurricane or a tornado. But it's there when you wake up in the morning. It's there when you go to bed at night. It's there when you go to the gas pump. It's there when you think about your bills. It's there when you think about the tuition. It's there all the time. And that makes it what we call a chronic stress. Chronic stressors are the ones that sort of chip away at our health. And eventually they lead to something breaking in the body. They lead to what we would call a stress-related condition. If you want to fix that, or you want to avoid that, the secret to that is addressing it at the cellular level, making sure when that cell is under stress, you get it back into a balance point as quickly as possible. Or even better, avoiding that stressful situation in the first place. That's what our products do at a cellular level. And even deeper than that, at a genetic level. And I'm going to present you some of the data as we go through. Okay, so this can affect every single tissue in the body, you know. So we notice it on a tissue level or an organ level, you know, when we have a pain in our back, or we have a wrinkle on our skin, or we have a brain that isn't remembering where we put the keys, you know. Those are all examples of a tissue not functioning well, or an organ not functioning well because of the stress that it's under. But we can trace it all the way back to the cellular level, and these are some of the measurements that we make. And the question always is, how do you keep that in balance? There's some ways that we can do that, that we do in our products that are very, very unique. I'm having a delay on my clicker here. So, hey Blair, is it okay if I just go like this when it's time for the next one, right? When I think about balancing the body, sort of everything I've done in my career is about restoring that cellular balance or biochemical balance, or sometimes I'll refer to it as metabolic balance. It comes back to looking at biochemicals. It comes back to looking at the balance between free radicals, these damaging compounds, and antioxidants, the protective ones, or the balance between inflammatory cytokines and anti-inflammatory ones, or the balance between catabolic breakdown hormones like cortisol, your primary stress hormone, and buildup anabolic hormones like testosterone, or the balance between your, you know, blood sugar and insulin and things like that. So when I talk about balance, it really comes back to this idea of biochemical balance in the body. So before I go too much further, I want to give you a perspective for where we are now scientifically, from a historical perspective, with that idea of cellular balance, right? So back in 1968, and this is important for sort of the founding of LifeVantage. Back in 1968, this enzyme was discovered, SOD. And Dr. Joe McCourt, who's here, who was based here in the Denver area, was the one who discovered that. He discovered it when he was a graduate student at Duke University. SOD is probably the body's most protective of all the antioxidant enzymes. We make it. It protects us from a certain kind of cellular stress, oxidative stress, against a particular kind of damaging free radical, superoxide. And that was a great finding in 1968. But we didn't know, we couldn't do anything with it. SOD is a giant molecule. It's a great big protein enzyme. And you can't give it to people. You can't synthesize SOD. You can synthesize SOD, but as soon as you give it to somebody and they swallow it, it gets digested and inactivated. If you inject it, the body breaks it down very quickly. So from 68 until 99, we didn't know how to turn on the body's production of it. And in 1999, a group of Japanese researchers discovered this NRF2 pathway. Now, NRF2 is another protein in the cell that turns on the production of SOD. So now we had something where we could say, that's how we get more SOD in the body. That's how we protect the cell internally. We get the cell to produce more of its own antioxidants so we don't have to take them externally. The trick that from 99 then was to figure out, how do we turn on NRF2? In 2003, a company was founded, Lifeline Therapeutics, a little biotech company that had finally figured out how to do that, how to flip that switch, that NRF2 switch. And we found that we could do it with phytonutrients. We could do it. So here's the background story. The reason that a lot of the brightly colored fruits and vegetables that we're supposed to be eating, and none of you are eating, so you have a homework assignment tonight when you get home. The reason a lot of those are healthy is because they activate this nerve 2 switch. So when you eat broccoli, there's something in broccoli called sulforaphane that flips that switch. When you eat blueberries, there are compounds in there called anthocyanins that flip that switch. When you eat onions, there's something in there called quercetin that flips that switch, etc., etc. So we had already learned a little bit of this, and what Lifeline did was they discovered a particular blend of 5 phytonutrients that flip the switch in a synergistic way, much more effectively, much more potently than anything else that was out there. You know, so when somebody says, oh, I just started eating more blueberries because I read in People magazine that they're good for me, I say, awesome. The reason they're good is because of Nerve 2. And keep doing that. But if you want to get the best, most potent, most efficient activation of Nerve 2, you want to do what Lifeline came up with. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. Lifeline put that product on the shelf at GNC and Vitamin Shop and Walgreens and CVS and those sorts of places. And it sat there. And it sat there, and it sat there. And it sat there because on a 1-inch by 1-inch square on a label, you can't tell that Nerve 2 story, right? It's too complicated to get that across. That's why when they went into the network marketing space as LifeVantage in 2009, that's when the company exploded, because it gave us the opportunity to do this, to get hundreds of people in a room to hear the Nerve 2 story, to see the science that's developing around it, to see the future of where this is going, and say, you know what? I want to get on that product. Or even better, I want to get on that product and I want to build a business around that product. That's why we're a $200 million company today. And now, here in 2015, the future for where Nerve 2 is going is even better than it was back in the SOD days, even better when it was in the initial Nerve 2 days, because now it's not just about oxidative stress, it's about inflammatory stress, it's about glycation stress, it's about stress hormone stress, it's about psychological stress, it's about anything that stresses out that cell. So, you know, Nerve 2 now is really thought of less of it. We still think of it as a protective pathway, and it certainly is that, but that's only about 50% of what it's doing. The other 50% of what it's doing is roughly we could call housekeeping or cleanup or fix the damage, right? So I'm 47. If I started taking Protandim today, I'd be protected tomorrow and protected the next day and protected the next day from all these sources of cellular stress. But what about the 47 years prior, right? I have a lot of accumulated damage from those 47 years. I need to go in and clean up that residual damage throughout all of my trillions and trillions of cells. That's what it does. So we think of Nerve 2 today less as protective and less as even cleanup. We think of it as this convergence point for how every cell in our body responds to the environment around us, right? And if that's a stressful environment, you know, I think a lot of people expect me as a nutritionist and a physiologist to stand up here when I talk about stress and say, you know what you guys need to do? You need to get your 8 hours of sleep, and you need to get your 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and you need to reduce your stress, and you need to exercise every day, and you need to, you know, I can see eyes rolling already. And I still want you to do that, don't get me wrong. But I also realize that that's unrealistic for a lot of people because of the modern world we live in. And so doing something like this, this is something that's easy for people to do. They can take a Protandim, they can flip that switch, they can use an Axio, they can flip that switch, they can use True Science, they can flip that switch, and you can have a longevity benefit, a stress defense benefit, an overall metabolic benefit throughout every single cell in your body. Okay, so that's a pretty exciting area. Because of this, every pharmaceutical company that I'm aware of is trying to develop a Nerve 2 activator. And they're doing it because, think of it from a pharmaceutical perspective, from our perspective as a health and wellness company, we want to help people maintain balance. We want to improve their wellness in all these different ways. If you're a pharmaceutical company and you can activate that pathway, what you're really doing is inducing a healing response in whatever that tissue is that you're targeting. So if there's one Nerve 2 activating drug on the market right now that targets the nervous system. And so those nerves, which are degenerating because of cellular stress, are now stopping their degeneration and actually building back up. So from a pharmaceutical perspective, that's the holy grail. We have discovered that you can do a lot of that Nerve 2 activation through natural means if you get the right combination of these phytonutrients. And that's what we have built into every single one of our products. And there they are. Okay, so let's go back one. right there. So the way we're trying to describe this process, because it gets, Nerf 2 can get very complicated very quickly. And one note, I see people frantically writing down notes. Two things. I'm recording this. So this audio file will be up on my blog site tomorrow. It's just seantalbot.com. And you'll be able to download it and listen to it. These slides will be up there in PDF form, so you can look at them again in case you missed something or you want to take another note. But here's what I really need to say. This business isn't about repeating what I say. It's not about, like, maybe one person here is going to get excited about Nerf 2 like I am. And they're going to, hopefully one, right? I mean, that's you, right? But what I don't want you to do is think you need to try to internalize all this and then regurgitate it on somebody later on. Because you get excited, you're going to run out there and you're going to go to the lobby, and the first person you're going to see, you're going to go to the dorm and you're going to say, oh my gosh, Nerf 2, and cellular stress, and they're going to call the cops, right? Because they think you're a lunatic. It really is about, like, we're trying to create things like this, and brochures, and audios, and videos, and webinars, and all that kind of stuff, so you guys can share the information. This business is really about sharing. It's not about becoming a biochemist or a nutritionist or a cell biologist or any of that kind of stuff, okay? So there, I get that out of the way. So the way we're trying to describe this is, you know, if the problem is stress, is the problem is that our cells are breaking down faster than they're able to build themselves back up, we can solve that problem. We can solve that problem throughout the whole body on average with a product like Protandim or Canine Health. We can solve that problem specifically in the skin with True Science. We can solve it specifically in the brain with Axio. And this is some of the products we're working on in our pipeline, some weight loss and fitness performance kinds of products. We can fix that. I know, I always get a whoop when I say that. But this is kind of where we're going. LifeVantage is morphing into this company that I think could be known for reducing stress in the world, right? We're doing it in all of our trillions of cells with the products, and we're also doing it from a financial opportunity too, because financial stress is that biggest problem. So, and oxidative stress is just one of those. But this is the one I'll talk about mostly because it's the one we have the most research on right now. But look at all the sources that can cause cellular stress. Some of the ones that you saw pictures of before. Plain old regular stress, lack of good nutrition, inadequate amounts of physical activity, or too much activity. It's all about this balance point. So the standard approach to fixing oxidative stress right now is running down to the GNC or running down to the drugstore and getting some vitamin C or some vitamin E or some beta carotene or some selenium or some zinc or whatever. Multivitamins and antioxidant vitamins are the biggest category within the nutrition supplement industry. And it's not only is it not protective like people think it is, it's actually causing damage in the body, right? So I use this slide a lot. I'll show this slide at every scientific conference that I speak at. And I'll put it up, and a lot of times at the conferences, people who have been studying metabolism for a long time will look at it and go, well, duh, of course. We know all these studies already. This is known information in the scientific and medical communities. And this information basically is saying, doing that, taking the E, increases your risk for prostate cancer. Taking the beta carotene increases your risk for lung cancer. Taking the selenium and some of these multivitamins that are high in antioxidants is increasing your risk for skin cancer and increasing your mortality. Right? You guys know what mortality is. You're dying sooner than you ought to. Bad. Yeah. Exactly. That's the face you should make. It's a bad effect to get from your vitamins. So this idea is well known in the scientific community that high doses of isolated, unbalanced antioxidants is not protecting us, it's causing damage. But for some reason, it hasn't fully tipped into the public domain. Did anyone see the webinar that I did about 2 weeks ago? Okay, so that one, the timing of that couldn't have been any better, because just in that week, I think I did the webinar on a Wednesday or a Thursday, and that previous Monday, there had been big news reports about this exact story. You know, so it was on all the websites, it was on the nightly news, it was in the newspapers, all that kind of stuff, saying, don't do this. And so that story is starting to tip. And the thing that's good about that is that when people realize that their vitamins are not only not protecting them, but probably causing problems, they're going to go, all right, I got to stop doing that, but I still want to protect myself. I still get it that I'm under a lot of stress. I still get it that I'm aging faster than I want to. How do I protect myself? How do I improve the health of my cells? And the way that we do that, I just did something. Now it's red. That can't be good. It's a button on the side? It's my cellular stress, somebody said. There we go. So what they do, what they should do, is this, is activate your Nrf2 pathway. Use the body's internal machinery to let the cells protect themselves. And so what you see here are the studies, patents, and peer-reviewed scientific studies that show that not just when we activate the Nrf2 pathway, but when we activate it with the specific blend of phytonutrients that you find in Protandim and True Science and Canine Health, that helps the health of every tissue that we've looked at. It helps systemically throughout the whole body, but it helps in the muscles, and it helps in the heart cells and the cerebral blood vessels, and etc., etc., etc. That's where people are going to turn to when they turn away from the standard approach to antioxidants and they say, let's protect myself. It's this idea of don't take antioxidants, make antioxidants, which is on the next slide, actually. This is the Nrf2 pathway, right? That's a very simplified look at the Nrf2 pathway. So I'll leave it on the screen just for a minute for you guys who want to copy it down for the quiz later. But I want to put up a cartoon of it so you guys can visualize this a little bit in the cell. It sounds a little bit weird, to be perfectly honest with you, for me to stand up here and say, yeah, you know, there's this protein in your cell and you can't see it. And when you activate it and you can't feel that activation, it protects your cell and makes you healthier, right? You almost have to take that on faith, right? It sounds somewhat ridiculous, to be perfectly honest with you. Except for the 22 studies that we have on just the Protandim formula and the other studies that I'll show you on True Science and the other studies that I'll show you on Axio. But what you're basically doing here is here's Nrf2. It's attached to this complex. So this Keep One Nrf2 complex is kind of like a thermostat in your cells, sensing cellular stress. So it's sitting there waiting for your cell to be stressed out. And if your cell's good, so is that pathway. It doesn't become active until there's a problem. Our phytonutrients sort of do a manual activation of that. So you can protect, you can clean up, your cell can get healthier and more stress resilient, so to speak. So when it does get activated, Nrf2 gets released from this Keep One, so now it can become active. Keep One is kind of an anchoring protein that keeps Nrf2 from being active. Once it's released, it travels it's in the cell, but it's outside the nucleus. It travels from the cytoplasm into the nucleus where your genetic material is, where your DNA is. It attaches to a very specific part of the DNA called the ARE, the antioxidant response element, and that's the signal. That's the flipping of the switch that causes this gene expression. So your cell starts making more of that SOD and catalase and heme oxygenase and glutathione and a whole list of these protective shielding proteins, but it also makes those cleanup proteins, those stress response proteins, and those housekeeping proteins, okay? So you get a protective effect, so you protect yourself from any further cellular stress, any further damage, and you clean up whatever is accumulated over time. It's an elegant, elegant pathway, and we know that we can activate it with these phytonutrients. And so this is the difference. This is the idea of allowing your body to make its own antioxidants to protect itself when we need it. It's much safer, it's more efficient, and it's more effective. And we know how to do that through all the studies that we've been doing. This is the base formula for Protandim Canine Health True Science. These are the five ingredients that most of our patents around the world cover. And the patent covers the fact that the invention here isn't that turmeric is a Nrf2 activator. We knew that going in. The invention isn't that green tea is a Nrf2 activator. We knew that going in. The invention is that when you put those five things together, you don't just get a 5x effect. You get more like a 13 or a 15 or an 18 effect, depending on the bioassay that we use to measure this. That's the invention. You know, a patent has to be unique and non-obvious. And so that synergistic effect is unique and non-obvious. That's the invention that we have here. And that's what's protected by these 8 or 9 patents at this point. So, you know, I ask people sometimes, you know, have you ever shared Protandim with somebody, and they look at the side of the bottle and they go, oh yeah, you know, green tea and milk thistle, and yeah, I know these. I'll go pick these up, right? Yeah, a lot of people are nodding their heads and smiling, right? You know, do you think that's going to help them at all if they run down to the Whole Foods and they grab some turmeric and some green tea and they start taking them? Most people are shaking their heads. Yeah, why do you say yeah?
Well, my personal opinion is they all activate Nrf2 separately.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're taking zero turmeric today and you start taking some of it tomorrow, you're going to activate Nrf2, right? You're going to get a benefit, and good for you. You're better today than you were yesterday. But you're not getting that synergistic effect. You're basically getting one. And then if you add green tea, now you're getting two. You're getting an additive effect. Now if you add milk thistle, you're getting three. When we get it, we get that synergy. So you're getting that 13, 15, 17, 18, whatever the synergy is for that particular person. That's a lot more efficient and effective and potent than what they could hope to do on their own. And so we can do studies like this where we can show, yes, your Bacopa is activating Nrf2. And yes, your ashwagandha is activating Nrf2. And yes. But when you use the blend, Protandim blend, you can see how much more activation you're getting, and at a lower dose, meaning that the potency is better, the efficiency of that activation is better. This is what our patents cover. This shows that we're activating it at a much more efficient level than anything else that's ever been known. That's why our products are so effective. Yeah. We can clap for that, I guess, right? Can we go to the next one? There we go. And so that's all great, right? Good theory, nice cartoon of how Nrf2 works, nice bioassay of how it's more effective than any of these ingredients on their own. But what happens when somebody actually puts a Protandim tablet in their body for a period of time? What can we measure in that person? Here's one example of that. What you're seeing here is, let me orient you to the slide. We're looking at age from around 20 to around 80. And if you look, and the oxidative stress marker we're looking at here, something called T-bars. It's a measure of cell membrane damage on average throughout the whole body. What do you see if you look just at the red dots? That's before supplementation. It goes up. Yeah, it goes up. So who has more cellular damage in their bodies? A 70-year-old or a 20-year-old?
70.
So that's an age-related increase in cellular damage or cellular stress. The green dots are after supplementation with Protandim for 30 days. One tablet every day, 30 days. Now, if you just look at the green, I can't biochemically tell an 80-year-old from a 20-year-old anymore. On average, they're the same. On average, that's a reduction of oxidative stress or cellular stress by 40%, which is a massive, massive amount in such a short period of time with such a minor intervention, right? The intervention there was just one tablet. Every day, 30 days, 40% reduction in oxidative stress. And you can see the conclusion from that peer-reviewed publication. That's a legitimate, scientifically proven anti-aging effect. These cells are younger than they were before, okay? So we can do that systemically in the body. Let's go back. Okay. We can do that systemically in the body. We can protect every single cell. But we can also tissue direct this Nrf2 activation. And so that's really where the future of this is going, is that we can say, now that we know this about these ingredients, these phytonutrients, now let's select specific phytonutrients that predominate their effect in the skin. That's what we do with True Science. Let's pick specific Nrf2 activators that have their predominant effect in the brain. That's what we do with Axio. Or the fat cells, or the muscle cells. That's what we're doing with our performance line of products. So that's where the future of this is going, tissue-directed Nrf2 activation. So, you know, you're never going to put that on a t-shirt and go talk to people about that. But the fact that we have that built into our products is significantly different in terms of the effect that they're going to get. The effect that people are get are that they're going to look better. The effect that they're going to get is that they're going to feel better, and they're going to focus better, and they're going to perform better. Those are things that people can sort of sink their teeth into. So when we talk about the look your best, we use the same base that we're using topically in the True Science. We're using the same base that we have in the Protandem, but then we're enhancing it with some of these additional Nrf2 activators to make that effect in the skin a little bit stronger. And I want to share with you some of the data that we have. We've built it into an overall regimen, right? So Nrf2 can do the protecting piece, it can do the cleanup piece, it can do some of the sort of tissue healing, reparative, rejuvenative piece, if that's a word. But we have to have additional ingredients to do some of the moisturizing and some of the, you know, glow and coloration and brightness and things like that. So we have an entire regimen with the base of that is Nrf2 activation with these additional benefits around it. When we put that into a clinical trial, we had a clinical research group up in Quebec do a 2-month long clinical trial for us, and you can see the results here. True Science results at 28 days, True Science results at 56 days, compared to any of the top tier sort of prestige brands that are out there. Most of these cost about double what the True Science line costs. You know, so you can look at some of these brands: Perricone, Jeunesse, New Skin, L'Oreal. Some of the top tier brands, and the effect that you're getting, smoother looking skin. We're getting that in 89% of the people at 4 weeks, 94% of the people at 8 weeks. The fact that we're getting these levels of effect so quickly is because we're enhancing the health of the skin. That's a significant differentiating factor between our skincare products and anybody else's skincare products. Cosmetics are only supposed to make you look pretty. That's all they're supposed to do. You'll notice the terminology with most products is reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, right? That kind of verbiage is telling you it's just a temporary effect, that it's just changing the appearance on the surface of the skin. What True Science products are doing, because of the Nrf2 activation, is getting down through all of those 7 layers of the skin to really allow the skin to respond to the environment around it. And I'll show you some of that data. So this is what some actual people look like. These aren't doctored, they're not Photoshop, anything like that. But you can see wrinkles going away after 60 days. You can see coloration changing. You can see entire skin tone changing. You can see, you know, things like, you know, your heels and that sort of scaliness going away. The reason that goes away so quickly is because that skin cell is able to mount that restorative effect. That's a significant difference. You can see coloration changes in a very short period of time. That's after 30 days. And the reason for this is we're increasing the level of Nrf2 in the skin. I won't spend too much time on some of the data slides, but with True Science, you're getting more Nrf2 protein. So you have a bigger shield, so to speak. When we challenge the skin and we take isolated skin samples and we bomb it with ultraviolet light, we can induce DNA damage. You can see the level of DNA damage in a non-Nrf2 situation. In a True Science Nrf2 protective situation, you have much less of these things called thymine dimers. That's the way we can measure DNA damage. So when we bomb it with ultraviolet light, we're able to protect the DNA from damage. That indicates a healthier situation. That cell is able to respond to stress much more efficiently. And then when we actually look at the skin down to the cellular level, you can look at things like this. So I'm not showing you the control on this one, but I'm showing you what a lot of people will do for their skin is these retinol-based skin creams, right? Probably a lot of people have heard of these or use these, right? Those things damage your skin. You probably don't need to be a histologist to look and see, this one doesn't look as good as this one. This one shows much deeper, thicker dermal layers. It shows a much more uniform appearance of the cell structure, whereas this one is bloated. Retinol will sometimes plump up the skin a little bit, but it's damaged. That plumping is sort of a you're swollen, right? Because you were poking the cells, basically, and causing damage. This is a much, much healthier situation through all the layers. You notice that it's going all the way down through the seven layers. It's not just confined to the epidermis. It's not just a surface effect. It really is a legitimate, throughout the whole skin, tissue restorative effect. And this data is so exciting, we submitted it. Dr. Chevreau submitted this to one of the top cosmetic science conferences in the world, and two of the papers got accepted for presentation in September. So once these data, I know, really, really good, we're proud of her. Once these are presented in September, we'll be able to release those data in, you know, blog format and brochure format, so you guys can use this kind of stuff. You know, it shows that we're inducing this healing response through all those layers. It's showing that we're not just protecting the DNA from damage, but we're also activating a lot of tissue healing genes in the process. So I'm not going to talk about any of those tonight. We'll talk about those later. So here are the main benefits of using True Science on a sort of a cosmetic basis. Increased Nrf2 protein amount, so you have a bigger shield, you have a better resistance to the stress around you. Boost skin protection from UV exposure by reducing DNA damage. And then it goes through all the layers of the skin, which is very, very unique in the cosmetic world. All right, that was for the ladies. Now I'm going to talk to the guys real quick. I want to encourage you guys, if you're not using True Science right now, tonight you need to sneak into the bathroom and steal your wife's skin creams and start using it, because it works as well for guys, maybe even better for guys, because guys tend to do nothing, right? Splash some water, you're done, right? Even if you're splashing water. We did a shaving study, 7-day usage, you know, because you can't get guys to do a lot of anything for a long period of time, right? So we figured they're not going to stick with us for 30 days. Let's just do 7 days and collect the data that we can. We had them use the cleanser as a shave cream. We had them use the perfecting lotion as an aftershave. And we had them use the facial cream as their moisturizer. And we just said, do that for 7 days and shave as normally. And we're going to have a trained technician measure inflammation and barrier function of your skin. And I'm going to try to go through these slides really quickly. Let me put them all up on here. So we had people come to the laboratory, we measured them at baseline, and we looked at their level of irritation before they had shaved, before they did anything, just their sort of normal irritated skin. And you can see they're okay, right? They're in sort of a mild level of irritation. Then we had them shave, and you can see that the irritation goes up. Now they're into the moderate level of irritation just after applying stress to their skin, right? This is a sharp piece of metal that you're scraping across your face. That's going to cause some cellular stress. Then we had them use the products as I just described. Every time they shave, they use the True Science regimen as their shaving regimen. And we had them come back into the laboratory. We did a baseline measurement before they shaved. And you can see right now, just after using the products for 7 days, their skin is better than it was when they started, right? So there's a win right there, right? Your skin is better in terms of a lower level of irritation. Then we had them shave. We couldn't even damage the skin because it was protected after such a short period of time. Does that make sense to everybody? It's amazing when you see that sort of before, after, with an insult in the middle, whether it was ultraviolet light in the earlier study or shaving in this study. We did a similar measurement with something called barrier function. Your skin should be a barrier. It's supposed to keep things from the outside from getting in, and it's also supposed to keep things from the inside from getting out. And we can measure transepidermal water loss. You basically want to keep the water on the inside and not getting out. And this is something that's really important in a dry place like Denver. baseline. Here's their level of barrier function. And on this, a higher level means more damage. So baseline level, after shaving, you can see they're up in a critical zone after shaving in terms of their skin is a poor barrier now. After using it for 7 days, after shaving. Same thing on this other measurement of cellular damage and skin function. We can't even disrupt that because their skin is so protected. So we're, and this is great for me, right? I shave my face, I shave my head. I'm a cyclist, so I shave my legs. You know, I'm shaving all the time. And so I need this effect. And, you know, the fact that there's some data behind it makes me, you know, I'm a guy. It makes me a little bit better to know that I'm using it for a function instead of just to make myself look better. So bulletproof skin. All right, now I'm just going to spend a couple minutes talking about our Axio product. This is something that, this could fall into our feel better category or our perform better category, either one, because it's a very unique way of thinking about energy, right? I think it's wrong for people to look at Axio and say, yeah, this is a healthy version of Red Bull, right? It's because it's so much more than that. One of my specialty areas of research is studying this area called psychological vigor, which is one part mood and one part mental function and one part overall well-being. It's a more holistic idea of thinking about how we feel than just feeling energized. And the reason it's important to study is because so many people feel this. They feel tired, stressed, and depressed. They feel that the stress that they're under has caused them to feel off. And that's what people will say a lot of times. They'll just go, I just feel kind of off. You know, something's not right. And they're exactly correct. The thing that's not right is that they're out of balance. Their cellular balance is off. And when you feel that way, a lot of times what happens is you go out and you either self-medicate or you get a pharmaceutical medication. What's happening in your body is that cellular damage. You have a normal stress situation like this. These are neurons, brain cells. This is a beautiful neuron, right? That is, it's large, it has a lot of projections in a brain that would be associated with good focus and good mood and good memory and good recall and you know, you'd be in a great place with this. That's like the supermodel of neurons right there. It's beautiful. This one, though, not so much, right? The one on the right-hand side, you can see it looks sick, right? That's been exposed to any kind of cellular stress, oxidative stress, inflammatory stress, too much cortisol, too much blood sugar. You get a functional impairment, so your brain doesn't work quite as well, but you get a physical impairment. You get a structural degradation where it breaks down. That's a pretty bad thing. And I use neurons because you can see that. You can see the damage. Like you could see the damage in the skin slides I showed you before. You can see the damage here. That's the result of accumulated cellular stress. And when that happens, your brain doesn't work as well. When your brain doesn't work as well, you go to the doctor and you try to get a solution, right? And I'm not an anti-pharmaceutical person at all. There's certainly lots of situations when you need those kinds of things. But when you consider that if your mood is the issue and you get one of these, or if your stress level and the fact that you can't relax and you're restless all the time, and you get one of these, we'll go to the next one. You get like a Lunesta or an Ambien, one of those sleep drugs. If your focus is an issue, you get a Ritalin or an Adderall or a Provigil or something like that. If you're just sort of generally fatigued, we self-medicate with, you know, with coffee and Red Bull and energy drinks and things like that. That all added up together is $100 billion in annual expenditures. Every single year in the United States alone, we spend $100 billion because we don't feel the way we want to feel in terms of our mood and our focus and our energy and our stress resilience and things like that. So when we were putting Axio together, we thought, these are the reasons that people feel fatigued. That's why you say, like, nobody comes up and says, you know, I feel kind of brain fog today. I feel kind of depressed today, right? Sometimes people say that, but not often. More normally, you'll hear somebody say, I'm tired, I'm stressed, I'm off, I'm exhausted. You know, you hear that kind of stuff, and really, that's a label for a lot of this kind of stuff. The underlying problem of their fatigue is a mood thing, or a focus thing, or a stress thing. And we knew that if we could build a product that addressed all of those, would have a good effect on people. And that's exactly what we do with Axio. So, you know, I like to refer to Axio as this multi-dimensional feel better product, right? It does give energy, but it gives energy because it's helping with your mood. And it gives energy because it's helping with your focus. And it gives energy because it's helping with your brain function. And the first step in improving the brain function is that Nrf2 activation. So here are some of the ingredients that we have to give this effect. So same kind of a theory that we use with Protandim, using these phytonutrients in a synergistic way. Same idea that we use with True Science to tissue direct that Nrf2 activation to a particular tissue. In the case of True Science, it's the skin. In the case of Axio, it's the brain. We use specific Nrf2 activators, New Zealand pine bark, green tea, and quercetin. That's in both formulas. That's in all formulas of Axio to give you that brain protection benefit. But then we use support ingredients to give mood and stress resilience and blood flow and some of those other things. You can see some of the chemical structures there. And the effects that we get from that are multidimensional, as I said before. If you just want a surge of energy, go out and get a Red Bull and a donut, right? That's going to, let's be honest, right? That's going to do it. I'm not going to stand up here and say Red Bull doesn't work. It certainly works for that effect, right? You're going to get a surge of caffeine, a surge of sugar. You're going to feel something for a while. But then what?
Crash.
Exactly. Everybody just said crash. Because this physical energy and this mental focus piece is sort of short term when you do it from sugar and caffeine. But if you want to get these benefits, brain protection, improved mood, stress resilience, and you want to get all of that so you get this overall well-being effect, you need to build something in a different way, this multidimensional smart energy. So we did a 400 subject trial to find out if we had hit the sweet spot after we formulated Axio. So what you're looking at here is initial energy boost. How quickly did somebody feel something on the first set of bars, and how long did that last on this next set of bars? And just real quick, because it's kind of a busy slide, the majority of people felt it, about 75% of people felt it quickly, within minutes. The majority of people, about 75% of people, it lasted a long time, hours, different amount of hours depending on the person. But then, so this is with one use. This is an acute usage. Use it once, what did you feel? Then we also looked at people who used it every day for 7 days. And what we found was, here's where some of these other benefits start coming in. Mental focus is improved no matter what version you use, substantially. And then this one, accomplish more. The feeling like on the days when you're using Axio, you feel more motivated to do something. That's an important effect, because it's one thing to give somebody energy, right? We could do the Red Bull and donut solution, right? And you could get energy, but it's this kind of energy, right? It's this, you're kind of buzzing, and you don't know what to do with that energy except wait for it to go away, because sometimes it can be like, woo, you know? That's not an effective kind of energy. This, that idea of motivation, feeling enough energy where you want to get up and do something, that's the vigor that I mentioned before. That's that multidimensional effect. And the reason I love studying this and have spent most of my career doing that is because, you know, you can get somebody who gets this in their body and they'll say, my mood is better. Or they'll say, you know, I'm able to focus more. Or they'll say, my energy is back. But you can measure it, you know, quantitatively. You can measure it in a very objective way with some of the psychological surveys we use. You know, a few years ago, I was doing a vigor study. We're using some of these very same phytonutrients to improve vigor and control stress and balance bodies and things like that. And a woman got up and she goes, yeah, I got some energy. And my mood is back and the brain fog lifted. And she was like sort of calling out, yeah, I got what that guy got and I got what that guy got. But you could see that didn't capture it for her. And she wasn't going to say vigor because that was the study we were doing. She wasn't going to say I'm accomplishing more. You know, that's just not the way we talk. And she goes, you know, I just, she didn't have a word for it. And she just went, I don't know. I just know I'm getting a lot more vacuuming done. And she kind of, like, everybody laughed at her, and she kind of sat down and disappeared. And I had to single her out and say, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Because if you get that back in your body, you're going to do something with it, right? You're going to feel good enough to, you know, clean the house like she did. You're going to feel like you have energy for your family or for your kids or for your church or for your community or to build a business or like whatever it is. You're going to have energy to do that thing that brings more more meaning to your life. So that's a pretty good effect that we can get from this thing that is just an energy drink. You know, it's a lot more than that, I think. So I'm going to wrap it up here with just a couple of last slides. Those are some of the things people said in the survey about how they felt. I'll skip over that one. Or you can leave it up there and just let people read it. And we can skip through this one too. The glamour shot of the products. We try to make this information available to you as in as many ways as we can. All the webinars that we do, all the LifeVantage Lab videos that we do, the last one, the most recent one is about our scientific advisory board. We don't do this by ourselves. You know, I don't do this by myself. Dr. Chevro doesn't do it by herself. We've got a huge, wonderful R&D team. We've got a scientific advisory board that's global. We put all these things out. How many people watched the Nerve 2 and Skin webinar that was just the other night by Dr. Chevro? Yeah, very, very, very good. The next one is, I don't know when the next one is coming, but it's coming sometime soon. Let me skip to the next. So I want to share with you real quick a couple of the new studies that we're coming out with, and then I'm going to wrap. This one just was presented, and the next one I'll present was just presented at a conference in Boston the very end of March. So these are hot off the presses. The conference is called Experimental Biology. It's the largest life sciences scientific conference in the world. And this one was on our canine health product. We were basically able to show over a pretty short period of time, 30 to 60 days, we're able with canine health, which is basically the dog version of Protandim, we could increase protective enzymes. In this case, we looked at catalase instead of superoxide dismutase. Increase the level of protection, reduce the level of damage, measured by that T-bars, and have a behavioral effect in those animals. One of the things I love about studying dogs is that there's no placebo effect. You know, they don't know that they're supposed to feel better, right? They just, they walk around better. They jump up on the bed or, you know, whatever they do, even if they're not supposed to, they're performing better. And it's hard to get the dogs to fill out those surveys. But what we do is we have the owners fill out these surveys, these validated surveys about how the dogs are doing in terms of physical function and mental function. And so we found, you know, a good cellular stress benefit. We found a good protective benefit. And we found a good functional benefit for those dogs. That's a great, great study. And we've got it built into a brochure. So you can see the actual study on one side of the brochure, and you can see summaries of some of the interesting data throughout the rest of the brochure. We had a really interesting study conducted by some researchers at Colorado State University up in Fort Collins, where they looked at, there's this controversy, just like there's a controversy now about taking too many antioxidants causing health problems, like I talked about earlier, within the sport nutrition community, taking too many antioxidants can interrupt your body's ability to recover and to adapt to the exercise that you're doing, right? So imagine that. You go out there. Are there any runners in here? Okay, a few runners. So imagine you go out and you go, how far do you run usually?
Typically do marathons.
Oh, marathons. Great. I picked the perfect person, right? So you're busting your tail to train for the marathon. You go out, you do your long run. Like, what's your long run going to be this weekend?
Well, I'm recovering from a run this last weekend, so probably only about 8.
Only 8. Okay, great. Only 8. Good. So you're going to go run your 8 miles. You're going to hope after that 8-mile run, your body builds up faster so that the next week you can do a 9-mile run. And the next week you can do a 10-mile run. You know, there should be some adaptation there. If you take too many antioxidants, you're going to not only blunt that adaptation, you might completely counteract it, right? So that's been shown. That's been shown for vitamin C. It's been shown for resveratrol. It's been shown for vitamin E. And so we want to do a study to see, wait a minute, hopefully Nrf2 activation doesn't also blunt that training response. And so we had a study conducted where we looked at vitamin C that did blunt the training response. And the training response we looked at was your body's ability to make more mitochondria. These are the little things inside your cells that make energy and burn fat. If you take vitamin C as your antioxidant, it's reducing your cellular adaptation. You're making fewer of those mitochondria. If you're taking Protandim, you're able to protect the cell from the damage, but you're able to adapt normally, just as if you weren't supplementing. So you're able to get the protective benefit, but allow the adaptation to happen as it would. That, for athletes, is sort of the holy grail kind of a study. You can protect and you can improve your body's ability. We've got this Nrf2 brochure for skin with the skin pictures in it. We've got a lot of marketing brochures out now that talk about the science in a much more aggressive front of story way, in a way that lots of people can understand. We've got it for ProTandem, we've got it for True Science. We're coming out with some new Axia ones at the next Elite Academy in Kansas City. We'll go to the next one. So there's a True Science one. We've got just tons of work, because some people like to read it. Some people like to listen to it. Some people like to watch it. And remember I said this isn't about you becoming the expert. It's about you figuring out which tool to put in front of somebody. How does somebody want this information to be shared with them? We have this new website up called nerf2science.com. Has anyone checked this out? Okay. I'm glad you like it. We're going to be adding to that. As the Nerf 2 Science expands, we're going to be adding more and more information to that site. And then, you know, the last couple of slides, you know, this industry, network marketing, I've been in this industry for my whole career. I came into this industry from traditional consumer packaged goods in 1999. So I've been in network marketing for, what is that, 16 years? And our industry, I think, sometimes gets a bad rap because there's so much hype about it, right? Become a millionaire, you know, here's my Lamborghini. Not my Lamborghini, I wish I had a Lamborghini to show you. There's a lot of promises made that often aren't kept. And what we're trying to do is use the science to show that there is that what I'm talking about in terms of the benefits of this product isn't hype. There's real legitimate hope there that's built into the science. It's proven by the science. On the business side, we do that. You saw all the people up here who had rank advance. You saw all the elites up here. It's possible to do if you do it the right way, right? So we're trying to change that image of what this industry is all about by building a different kind of a company. That's what LifeVantage is really trying to be. And so, you know, you come to a presentation like this. How many people in here our guests? Quite a lot. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming. You get here, and you know, maybe you came here because you're interested. Maybe you came here just to get your brother-in-law to be quiet about inviting you every time. Whatever reason you're here, I appreciate that you're here. But you've got a choice, right? You've got a choice to stay on doing whatever you're doing. That's fine. That's a perfectly legitimate choice that, you know, you might not see the same thing that I see here with this opportunity. So you stay on the same path. Perfectly fine. You might choose a different path, though. It's not a very easy path. I'll say that to you. You're going to hear from one of the best in the industry in just a second, Gary Stern. And he will probably tell you that this is can be a hard path, but it's a very, very rewarding path. You're going to get told no a lot. You're going to get people who say, that sounds ridiculous, right? I hear it all the time. I hear it when I go to scientific conferences, and then I show the data, and they go, okay, not so ridiculous anymore, right? But that's the choice you have to make, what path you want to take. And so I think what we're offering you here at LifeVantage, you know, I've built companies and I've sold companies, I've done the entrepreneurship thing, you know, so I know the money side a little bit. The health side is what really gets me excited. In this industry, you've got a lot of choices of places to go build a business. What we're trying to do is give you a really unmatched opportunity to build a health business and a lucrative health business at the same time. So in our industry, you've got a lot of companies here where you can build and make money on stuff, right? You could sell tires. You could sell long distance service. You could sell soap on a rope. You could sell all kinds of things. You know, and I say that a little dismissively because that's not my thing. That's not what gets me excited. You know, you can make money at that. What gets me excited is this, the fact that you can have a legitimate, amazing effect in somebody's health with these products. There's companies that have great health products, but not a great ability to make money, right? They might be distributed through the Whole Foods or through, you know, your chiropractor or something like that. That's fine, but there's no opportunity for you to build a business around that. There's also companies that don't offer any of that, that you can't, they're not good health products and there's no money. You need to avoid these guys, right? Stay away from those companies at all costs. But LifeVantage is here. LifeVantage is in that upper right-hand quadrant where if the health thing excites you and you want to change somebody's life, literally, in terms of improving their health, how they look, how they feel, how they perform, and you want to take advantage of the opportunity to make a very lucrative global business, that's what LifeVantage is all about. And that's going to resonate with some people at a level where they'll pinch themselves and they'll go, I can't believe this is coming my way. And other people look at it and go, meh, I'm not so interested, right? It's that path. You need to choose which one of those you're on. And we want to find people who see the same thing that we see. The opportunity here is massive, and you're going to hear from it. You're going to hear about it from my good friend Gary Stern in just a second. So that's all I have to say. Do I get to introduce you, or is somebody else going to introduce?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, you guys, for coming out tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Okay. All right. So take that.
Hey, thanks for teaming up.
Thanks, brother.
Should I get that on there, correct?
Real quick, we're going to have Pro Ace.
Yeah, that looks good.
Craig and Patty Pelton come up and make an announcement about May 16th while our speaker, Gary, is getting mic'd.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Amazingly